Download the White Castle app and join Craver Nation Rewards today. When you're part of Craver Nation Rewards, you get the VIP treatment. Enjoy perks like birthday freebies, earn points on every dollar you spend, and complete quests to level up and unlock rewards like exclusive deals, free food, and more. New members enjoy $5 off your first order in the app. White Castle. Follow your crave. See app for details.
Off the ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel. Of course, we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, more positive news for Leinster in the wake of their demolition of Harlequins. We've reaction to a trip to France to remember for Munster, while La Rochelle could console themselves with the acquisition of a Six Nations star. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Ronan Kelleher is back in the mix ahead of Leinster's Investec Champions Cup quarter-final with Glasgow Warriors. The hooker hasn't seen action since the second round of the Six Nations due to a neck injury, but Kelleher was part of Leinster's warm-up before Saturday's Champions Cup demolition of Harlequins at Croke Park and was today past fit to play against Glasgow. Back rower James Culhane is also back training fully, having sustained a concussion in last month's URC defeat away to the Vodacom Bulls. However, there's no time frame on the return of James Ryan just yet, who suffered a calf injury in training ahead of the Quins win and is definitely out of the Glasgow matchup. On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan was not buying the suggestion that Leinster could have done with a sterner test at the weekend.
Sometimes you can do, you know what I mean? It can be beneficial. Mm. But why do you need it? Like, I think Leinster, their execution... I think Harlequins, and it probably shows sometimes that the Premiership is overhyped in England.
Harlequins were a disgrace.
They were shocking. And they should...
You can't...
I know, like Danny Wilson, their head coach, I've met him many times over the years, and he's a good guy. I was a bit disappointed he started talking about budgets again. Leinster have a very big budget and a strong team and full of internationals, but... To start going down that road when your team concedes 62 points, they were shocking. They were embarrassingly bad. Their body language, yeah. Their work rate, their passion, their desire, their character, you know, it's not the road to go down. I think Leinster are capable of blowing teams away. Go back to Croke Park, Munster, Leinster, the start of that game. It was... Just yeah. Turn the switch and they're phenomenal and they can do that. And they have a big budget and they have lots of money and all that kind of stuff. But they've outstanding players as well. And Harlequins, you know, on their review this morning, they can probably pick out plenty of things that they could have done better. But if I was the head coach, I'd be questioning characters here and fight and desire because they threw the towel in. And I think, you know, after the Ringrose try, after half time, you're thinking, yeah, okay, it's slipping away in us here, but somebody do something, somebody, you know. And in fairness, Leinster were ruthless. So
they were
ruthless. And your question is that good preparation? It's great preparation for me. They were ruthless. They can high-five each other in the dressing room. The important thing this week for them is to they've short preparation against Glasgow. And this is a team who hasn't played together in a long, long time, mm-hmm. that team at the weekend.
Leinster attack coach Tyler Blaendahl isn't buying that theory either of needing a tougher game.
Yeah, I think we can't choose either way. Like, we just play what's in front of us and there was a result. We did a lot of things that we're really pleased with and... You know, the meetings today, there were still things we're trying to improve and work on and put into practice. So that's both sides of the ball. I think we're not, you know, disappointed or also not overly satisfied. It just is what it is. It was a great result, both sides of the ball, but there's still plenty of work-ons and probably a slightly different challenge coming this week as well. So we'll prepare for that and we'll give it all our energy and effort.
Loch Orgy Snyman says they won't be taking the challenge of the reigning URC champions lightly.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, Glasgow is a classy team and they have a lot of players that, that can do the job and play the game really well, and I think they're a well-coached side as well. So we definitely expect that from them coming this week. You know, it's we know they can, they don't go away. So yeah, we'll just have to do our prep this week and get into them early over the weekend.
And Blaendahl says the week of the Sharks game, when he, Jacques Nienaber and Robin McBride remained in Dublin to work with their international contingent, has worked in Leinster's favour.
Yeah, I think we made it important just from, you know, we gave it a lot of energy and effort. The content was around just aligning the Irish internationals back into the way we do things. And it wasn't necessarily a week of game planning for the Harlequins match. It was, yeah, a bit of connection, reconnecting and alignment. But I think it gave us a kick start to getting those lads back into the blue jersey and performing well. But also, you know, we had worked hard with the other squad that was in South Africa, so it's hard to split your resources, but I think everyone, management and players, did a great job through that challenging few weeks.
There's lots more from Alan Quinlan on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, which you can hear by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Ditto for Andy Dunn and Rory O'Connor on tonight's Monday Night Rugby.
It's seafood season and your favourite seafood sensation is back at White Castle. Say hello to Shrimp Nibblers. With delicious butterfly shrimp battered in a crispy coating, it's never been easier to follow your crave. So head to White Castle and dive into delicious Shrimp Nibblers today for a limited time, only at White Castle. Follow your crave while supplies last.
Munster fans are trying to arrange a second trip to France in as many weeks today following Saturday's heroics at the Stade Marcel de Flandre. Having beaten two-time champions La Rochelle in their own backyard, Munster will be away to Bordeaux this Saturday coming. For their part, Bordeaux secured a home quarter-final with a 43-31 defeat of a valiant Ulster yesterday. Ulster winger Jacob Stockdale told Premier Sports afterwards that they'll leave France proud of their efforts.
Yeah, look, to be honest, like, I'm incredibly proud of the lads and how they went about their business today. Like, I know we shipped 43 points, but to put 31 on a team like that, you know, I don't think anybody gave us much of a chance going into it, and I'm very incredibly proud. And that was kind of the messaging during the game was, look, like, we're here to fire shots, we're here to have a go, and I think we did that brilliantly. They were just probably just a better team today, and it's disappointing for us, but I think we can walk away with our heads held pretty high.
It was confirmed this afternoon that Georgian official Nika Amashukeli will be in charge of that meeting of Bordeaux and Munster. Amashukeli was in charge when France were beaten by England at Twickenham during the Six Nations and was an assistant when Gary Ringrose was given a 20-minute red card in Cardiff. Luke Pearce, who refereed Ireland's win away to Italy, will be in charge of Leinster's clash with Glasgow. And English referee Christoph Ridley will look after Connacht's Challenge Cup quarter-final at home to Racing 92. Toulouse have avoided disaster as regarding Ange Capuozzo. The Italian flyer suffered an ankle injury in scoring a 74th minute try in their 38-15 defeat of Sale yesterday and was stretchered off as a result. Scans have revealed that Capuozzo has avoided a fracture to the ankle but is still expected to be out for at least 6 weeks. That naturally rules him out of Toulouse's Champions Cup quarter-final with Toulon, but also a potential semi-final against either Bordeaux or Munster. Staying in France, and La Rochelle fans could be consoled by the arrival of a Six Nations star in the summer. Ronan O'Gara's club have been linked strongly with a move for Italy centre Tommaso Menoncello. One roadblock will be Menoncello's current contract, which ties him to Benetton for another season and would require a transfer fee to break. But according to Midi Olympique, talks are already at an advanced stage to acquire the 2024 player of the Six Nations. La Rochelle have already secured the signatures of France international scrum half Nolan Le Garrick from Racing and Leon Duo David Niniashvili and Hugo Pacom. The Wallabies' preparations for this summer's Lions tour have suffered another blow. Brumbies fly half Noel Alessio says Joe Schmidt's decision to step down as Australia head coach has informed his own decision to move to Japan. Alessio started all four of the Wallabies' Northern Hemisphere games in November, but is now doubtful for the Lions tests given Schmidt's decision to only pick Australia-based players. The 25-year-old could also miss the World Cup if he chooses to extend his stay in Japan, even if his exact destination is still to be confirmed. Alessio says the ongoing uncertainty regarding Schmidt's eventual replacement is having a negative impact on those players coming off contract this year. And finally, Dan Biggar says he can honestly say he gave it everything, but now it's time for something new. The 2019 Grand Slam winner has decided to hang up his boots at the end of this season. Biggar won 112 caps for Wales, toured twice with the Lions, and has been playing with Toulon since leaving Northampton back in 2022. Writing on social media, Biggar says there comes a point where you just know, not because of anything in particular, but someone once said to me, when you know, you'll know. And the end of this season, it seems, will be time for one of the greatest fly halves of his generation, particularly in Wales, to call time on his career. We wish him all the best. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
Do you club saving? Do you do that or...
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
¿Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español?
Well, mi español es muy mal.
Es como el inglés mío.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.
This is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle, and it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going.
Dad?
Follow your crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99 with your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.